I could give a rat's patootie who you, what you, how you have sex. I really don't care.
Live from the basement, it's Building a Better Dave. Check us out at betterdave.com. Email us at dave@betterdave.com. Or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Now, here's your host, Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to Building a Better Dave. I'm your host, Dave. Hope you're doing fine. And if you're new to the show, this is just where I talk about my life in general and try to find things that are interesting. And that's why it's produced so sporadically, shall we say. But I've been podcasting since 2005. I have multiple shows. If you actually go out to davidjackson.org, you can see all of my podcasts. I also think it's out at our website at betterdave.com. And I made this logical weight loss podcast. And I was explaining about this water bottle that has a built-in filter. It's pretty cool. And you just put your water in and boom, it's filtered. And I said it comes in pretty colors. Now, what I didn't realize is that apparently that's really offensive. And I got this comment on my website from somebody who listed himself as gay fan. And so today, first of all, straight up, I could give a rat's patootie who you, what you, how you have sex. I really don't care. And people are like, well, aren't you a Christian? Yeah. You know who cares? God. Per the Bible. That's between you and him. Look, I am not perfect. You know, the Bible also says don't lie and don't steal and don't covet your neighbor's wife. It also says, you know, you probably shouldn't, you know, whatever. But me personally, don't care. Where we get into problems is when we start teaching our children in the same way that they want to take prayer out of schools, which they did. You know, when you start saying, well, I want to teach these values, we get into problems, right? But I got this comment. Please stop doing the, and I'm going to guess it's faux, F-A-U-X. I have no idea how to pronounce that. Fox, fake? Fox, I would guess. I'm going to go over to dictionary.com real quick while we do this. And he said, basically, quit doing that voice because it's offensive when I say that, even though every gay person that is gay and is openly gay talks like this. There's something to do with an extra little hang on. Okay, it means a brooch. It doesn't. Oh, here we go. Faux. Oh, faux apparently is how you pronounce that. All right. I'm just going to say fake. So here's my letter to this person. Dear gay fan, I'm sorry I offended you. I was only imitating my friend Fausto from the Feast of Fun podcast. You can find him at feastoffun.com. I'm going to play you just a little bit of my friend Fausto.
Plus all the hot news. Real life zombie walk ends with an ironic and tragic twist.
Everyone's favorite cougar grandma, Betty White, will host Saturday Night Live next weekend.
And Stephen Hawking says we should all be afraid of aliens.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun.
Today's show is brought to you by you. You, the fabulous listener, and your support make it all possible.
If you like our programming, go to our website, feastoffun.com, and make a financial contribution. Or get yourself a fabulous t-shirt. Thank you for your support. Please take this moment to unwrap any lozenges or candies before the show starts. The show has already started.
Oh,
and please,
so put away that candy. I'll put it down.
And please silence your cell phones.
Okay.
I got to hang with Fausto and his partner Mark way back in 2005 at the very first ever podcast expo. And these are two truly awesome people who took the fun of the night into a whole new level, right? Which could be taken wrong, but no. Instead of focusing on our differences, because they actually took me to my very first In-N-Out burger. So yes, Fausto showed me about In-N-Out. Then that doesn't exactly sound correct. But anyway, they instead of focusing on our differences, because at the time, somehow, my faith came up in the conversation. And instead of focusing on our differences, we focused on what we had in common. We loved podcasting. We loved interacting with people. We liked helping people. We didn't focus on our differences. You're allowed to be different. Last time I checked. And we had a blast, along with many other people that I was hanging out with in California. So, but here's the thing about, you know, well, why do I do that voice? And to this I say, all stereotypes, all of them have some form, a hint, a speck, a sniff of truth. You see, I know a lot of Christians who are judgmental right-wing nut jobs. And so when I hear people talk about Christians being judgmental right-wing nut jobs, I kind of go, yeah, I see why you get that. Which is interesting because, you know, there's a thing in the Bible where it says, I've come to save the world, not to judge. Next phrase, I came to save the world, not to judge. Christians kind of miss that. I also know I played in the country band. I know a lot of country music fans who drive trucks, own guns, and drink beer. I led classes at a college here in Cleveland where the predominantly African-American student body could not get to class on time. And in that same college, there were a lot of pregnant white teenage mothers who couldn't seem to get to school on time, even though grandma was watching the kid. It also turned out that most of these young mothers were on welfare. Does it mean all African-American people are late? Does it mean that all teenage mothers are on welfare? No, never. But there is a hint of truth to that. I worked with two very extremely hardworking, compassionate, funny, gay men at a company. Both had a huge understanding of Broadway plays, and both of them had they had a very unique way of pronouncing their S's for whatever reason. And that's one of the things I want answered. I want to go in. Come on, science, figure out why, if I am attracted to males, I have to talk like this. I want to know why. Right? These two guys that I worked with were great friends, hardworking, had my back, reliable, awesome people. I could care less. You know, what are you going to do? Hey, I'm going to go, you know, whatever, chase tail. What are you going to do? It's an Eddie Murphy joke, right? Well, you go do that. In the same way that if you say, well, what are you going to do? I'm going to go listen to the Doors. You know what? I hate the Doors. I think Jim Morrison was a moron, a coked up drug. Yeah, he was an artist, man. I know I've said this before. In the same way that I don't care if you don't like the Doors, I don't care if you like the same sex. It's just not for me. And I'm not here to judge. So, I hope I've made my point with it. When I see someone on the street, as an average white male myself, right? I've actually said to people, I walk by in the morning and I go, howdy, good morning. You know, these extremely white sayings. I've never heard, you know, I work with a lot of African-American people. Am I allowed to say black? Is that even right now? I work with a lot of black dudes. A lot of my students are black. They've never come in and go, howdy, Dave. I just don't think that's part of the culture. You know, can I sound more white? Is there any more white sounding word than the word howdy? I mean, hell, I look like howdy doody. Right? So does this mean that all country music fans are high school dropouts who marry their cousin? No. Does it mean that all African-American people are lazy and eat chicken? Absolutely not. Does it mean that all gay men sound this way? No, but enough do that every comedian sees it, that it's okay to lisp when they start talking gay and they start talking nasal. Come on, Dave Chappelle. You ever hear Dave Chappelle talk like he's white? I don't find that offensive. Why? Because, you know, have you ever heard of the news? These people talk like this. Well, I don't think that's racist. Well, it's a different culture. You know, as soon as people want to start talking like they're dumb, what do? They throw on a Southern accent. I would be offended if I lived in the South. And every time somebody had to do something dumb, they had to go out doing that. You know, and if I want to sound African American, I go, yo, what's up with that? You know what I'm saying? You know, is that racist to go, you know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? No. Have you ever listened to Snoop Dogg? You know what I'm saying? There's a hint. There's a speck. There's a sniff of truth in that. And it is never my intention to offend. But if we can't embrace our own cultures and embrace our differences, then soon freedom of speech will be a thing of the past. It's already a thing of the past in England. Quit watching the Kardashians, quit watching the news, and turn on some, go listen to No Agenda. NoAgendaShow.com. There's all sorts of things. And they're doing things in our colleges right now. There are all sorts of, if you're going to take your kid to college, dig. Because there's some things that you just can't do on college anymore. There's this one thing. There's a college that said you're not allowed to ask somebody to have sex. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't that then open the door so that every sexual relation is then rape? I mean, seriously, seriously? And freedom of speech is just going to go out the window because we're all scared and we can't do this. Drives me crazy. If somebody did an imitation of me and it contained the imitation, had somebody going, well, you know, and like, you know, and and then maybe have me go in about 37 different directions, would I be offended? No. I can't argue that I stammer. My mouth kicks into gear way before my brain is even half baked with that answer. Right? That's just the way I talk. You wouldn't believe the editing I do on some of my podcasts, right? Now, I understand that maybe you just don't talk like this. You know, you don't talk in the stereotypically gay male fashion. But in that case, here's a thought. I'm not talking about you. Right? Now, as a guitarist who has never, ever smoked a joint, and really didn't have a sip of alcohol until my early 20s. You know what? I think I was 18. Anyway, late to the game. I was very late to the game of alcohol because I was just like, you know, if I don't start, I don't have to stop. I don't get offended when people assume I did drugs. When I tell them I grew up listening to Ozzy Osbourne and Judas Priest, by the way, fronted by a gay guy who is still one of my favorite singers, I understand. They're like, wait a minute. You grew up listening to heavy metal, Ozzy Osbourne and Judas Priest. Did you sacrifice anything to people? Right? Do you drink blood? I get that. I understand why they jump to these conclusions. Why? Because I realize that most musicians get up around the crack of three, wake and bake, and they look for a girlfriend. Why? So that they can have some place to live. I am the exception to the rule, and I enjoy breaking stereotypes. So, gay fan, I do apologize for hurting you. As a person who tries to be the same on this microphone as I do off the microphone, that is my goal. I don't want you to meet me and go, well, he was so different on his podcast. Yeah, I will more than likely do this again. This show except for today, is unscripted. My show is me talking to my favorite people, and that includes you. Although he actually listens to the Logical Weight Loss podcast, but who knows? Maybe he'll come over here. You know, there are thousands of people who actually listen to me, and if I had to worry about every single word that didn't offend Native Americans, African Americans, gay, straight, bi, transgender, lesbian, I would have to stop at Welcome to the Logical Weight Loss podcast. Because everything after that would be like, well, did you say fat or did you say big boned? Right? So with this in mind, I apologize in advance because I'm going to say it again. I just know I am. And if, you know, you can't take it, you can't take the heat. Finish that sentence for me, would you? It just ain't going to work. So here's another example, right? You're going to hear in my podcast, poorly executed, I should also say, accents from time to time. It's just me being me. I can't help myself. I don't know why I occasionally talk like this. I don't. No, I just do. Right. And why do I go right? Because when I went to England, there was this dude. I just remember his name was John. And every time he would literally bust in the door like Kramer, he'd go, right. And then he'd kick off. And I just felt like going, dude, do you realize how British you sound when you do that? Do you have a clue? I once worked for a Jewish man. I've done this numerous times, so I think about that. But I was 16 working in a grocery store. And this guy was one of the most brilliant business minds I've probably ever worked with. And I don't know if I've talked about that in the past, but I learned a lot. I mean, I learned a ton about business and working hard in customer service, working in a grocery store. But this Jewish man looked at me and said, pennies make dollars. And I just felt like going, you do know you're kind of pushing that stereotype. Just letting you know. Okay, cool. All right. So again, based on a sniff, a hint. But the truth is pennies do make dollars. So I'm not sure why talking like this is offensive. If you listen to that clip, when Fausto says fabulous, and so my imitation is pretty spot on. So that form of speech is then offensive. I would think that would hurt Fausto's feelings if you say the way you sound is offensive. Just a thought. But that's going to do it for today. I really would love, I worked with this lesbian woman. Again, phenomenal, brilliantly smart, extremely caring, beyond compassionate. One of the most compassionate person I ever met, and hard. This person, you want to talk about a workaholic. Oh my goodness. And it was fun because my boss was Jewish, you know, a yarmulke wearing Jewish person. She was the lesbian and I was the right wing nut job Christian. And it was great fun because we would have like, hey, can we do some like lesbian question? Like, let's play Ask the Lesbian or let's play Ask the Jew. And let's ask the Christian guy. And it was so cool because to me, I'm like, just come out of the closet. Who I don't understand being in the closet. I don't get that. And she told me how people spit on her when she was growing up. And the nasty things that people said to her. And I was like, seriously? Yeah. And the fact that part of her family has disowned her. And I was just like, wow, that's, you know. And it was amazing. And I remember talking with my boss, who was Jewish. And if I remember right, it's been a long time. I don't think they believe in hell. I know that obviously they don't believe Jesus was the Son of God, but there was something that I was like, really? It was really interesting to just peek at somebody else's culture and not look at it as, well, you have to be like me. We should live in a way. Here's a thought. We should live in a way where we are all so content and so happy, and the way we handle stress and the way we care and love each other, that people would want to be like us. And then say, what's different about this guy? Oh, well, he's one of those Jesus freaks. And then have that be the thing that people are like, wow, okay, those guys are different. That was actually one of the things that really spurred Christianity, was when Christians were being literally fed to the lions and they didn't freak. They didn't run. They would go to the, because they knew, it's like, what's the point of running? I'm going to lose this fight. And they would sit in the middle of the ring and they would pray. And people went, whoa, what, this is not, number one, they were upset because this is a horrible show. We want to see people running and screaming and this is no fun. The lions have it too easy. But it was like, well, there's something different about these people. And shouldn't we all be living our, it doesn't matter what you are, Muslim, Buddhist, Catholic, Protestant, whatever. Shouldn't we all be living a life where we show love to each other and respect to each other, that people go, I want to be like that guy. And what's different about him that everybody else is worrying and fearful and this and that? I want to be like that guy. What's up with him? And then somebody go, oh, well, he's a person of faith. That's how it should work. So, without getting too preachy, but I do want to know, I seriously want to know, is there some sort of scientific thing that says, here's for all my homosexual listeners, this is what I want to know. And I want to dialogue about this. What's with the accented S's? Is that, because I swear people do that. You know, people, Apple has this great branding thing, right? Apple's no idiot. They put bright white earbuds in. Why? Because everybody knows you're listening to something on an Apple iPod, whatever. You are an Apple. You're advertising for Apple without doing a thing. I know you're an Apple fanboy. Why? Because you have white earbuds. Well, is talking like this just a big white, you know, blinking light? Look at me. Yes. Guess what I am? Yes. Right? And if so, why, I guess? I mean, that's the other thing I guess I don't get is, and again, without, I try to step in their shoes, but I just can't. Why do you have to announce to everybody that you're gay? And again, I'm not saying stay in the closet. Please don't take that. I don't understand. Like, somebody will say something, well, being gay, I don't like chocolate ice cream or something like that. And to where it's like, everything is, well, because I'm gay, because I'm gay, because I'm gay, because I'm gay. And a lot of times I don't see the connection. Maybe that's it. I don't understand the connection as to why you have to clarify you're gay in some situations, because I don't go, well, being a straight man, you know, I don't watch, whatever, Storage Wars. I don't constantly remind people that I'm straight. And I've been around gay people who constantly remind me that they're gay. And I'm like, yeah, I got it. I heard it the first 5,000 times. I didn't forget. Don't understand that. What else? That would be it. I don't understand what genetically happens. Is it that a gay male has more estrogen in his system? Maybe. Again, looking to science here to explain this. And that's why. Anybody know? Let me know. Leave a comment out at the blog, betterdave.com. And again, looking to dialogue here, not looking to judge, not looking to scream, not looking to point the finger. So, BetterDave.com. If you're listening on Stitcher, give me a thumbs up. That would be great. If you find yourself going to Amazon, it would be very cool if you go to BetterDave.com/Amazon And on your way there, I will get credit for that and get a small piece of change for you going there through me. You don't have to spend an extra penny, but I get a little finder's fee that way. It's an easy way to support the show, or just go over to support this show and click on that. So thank you so much for listening. Hope you're finding your hope your life as well. A lot of things going on this end. I will be talking next week about I am actually home. And I'm trying to collect my thoughts on that. And so for my wife, who's like, why aren't you talking about being home yet? I'm collecting my thoughts. So that's the good news. That's the other really good news. So anyway, have a great week. We will see you again real soon. And keep in mind, it's going to get better.